thought for today. This is Dr. Herbert Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campbell, California. What is that? Dr. Herbert L. Byerly? Dr. Herbert L. Byerly. Dr. Herbert Leonard Byerly. And it used to be Dr. Herbert Leonard Byerly, Jr. And then they told me when I was in the Navy that I wasn't a junior because my dad's middle name was different from my middle name. His middle name was Frank and my middle name is Leonard. But as his middle name really wasn't Frank. His name middle name was Franz. Because on his baptismal certificate, which I saw, his middle name is Franz. And so, interesting. Okay, our talk for today. It's a good one. All good things are yours. Well, think about this. Fear less, believe more. Eat less, chew more. Wine less, breathe more. Talk less, say more. Love more, and all good things are yours. How about that? We'll run that through again. Fear less, believe more. Eat less, chew more. Wine less, breathe more. Talk less, say more. Love more, and all good things are yours. The negatives of this are not really too important, like fear less and eat less and wine less and talk less. Because really, what is fear? Fear is just caution about what you don't know. So the you only fear the unknown. If you don't fear the known, you know what's going to happen. You know what things are going on. So how are you going to fear less? Well, what you do is to believe more. Just have a good belief in your consciousness, a good awareness in your consciousness of what your values are. What's important for you? What do you think that you want to do with your life? How do you want to travel with your life? Now, you know, to be on the spiritual path, you don't have to be in the monastery. To be on the spiritual path, you don't have to be in the church. To be on the spiritual path, you don't have to even believe in the world and be interested in the world. To be on the spiritual path, you just be yourself and have fun, whatever that is and wherever that may take you. Now, a lot of people, they don't know about that. They think that fear destroys them from being on their path. And fear does destroy them from being on their path, only because they are afraid of what lies ahead. Now, a lot of people fear the past. They think of the past and they say, oh boy, you know, oh boy, genes, chromosomes, that's the past. Family illnesses, or if mother died at 45 and papa died at 46 and grandma died at 42, and so it doesn't seem like our family has a very long life. You know, it's only half of what could be. And so, you see, when you fear those things, when you think about those things and empower those things, they happen. Now, let's take that same family. Okay. So grandma died young, mama died young, papa died young. What about grandpa? What'd he do? And what about grandma's mother and father? How long did they live? And grandma's sisters and brothers, how long do they live? And how long are their kids living? And how long are they all living? Oh, they're all living till they're 90. Well, what's this about grandma and mom and pop dying young? Well, they were in an accident. Well, how about that? How about that? Am I going to be in an accident? Is that what I want to put in my consciousness? I think not. Fear less. We fear the unknown. And the unknown is knowable to us. We just say, I know that I know that I know. And we know all things. Okay. Believe more. Believe in yourself. Just love yourself. When you love yourself, you believe in yourself. You know that? When you love yourself, you're just happy in your presence. You're happy in whatever you do. You're just a contented person. When you don't love yourself, nobody loves you. And it's no fun. People just think, well, you should know why you don't love yourself. You must be some terrible person who's done some terrible thing. And nobody knows about it except you and everybody that you tell through how you act about yourself. So Always believe in yourself. Believe in yourself, because if you don't, no one else will. And all that matters is that you believe in yourself. Now, what does it mean to believe in yourself? Does that mean to think that everything you do is right and good and beautiful? To think that your world is superior to anybody else's? To think that you're a special creature on the face of this earth? Well, that's a good first start. Yeah? No response? That's good for a starter. You think you're better than everybody else? You think that you're the greatest in the universe? Now, stop and think now. You're saying, well, Herb, that's not what we teach. We're not better than anybody else. We're not this, we're not that. But we are. Each one of us is better than the other. Because we are ourselves. Now, do you believe that you're number one? Do you believe that you're the one who should get everything first? Well, then you think you're better than everybody else. Now, do you think you should get things before your teacher gets them? You think you should have things before your mother and father have them, or, you know, the other kids in the family who can afford it? Say your older brother is 18 and he gets a motorcycle, and you're 12 and you want a motorcycle. Why can't I have a motorcycle too, you know? Well, it's just not in the cards for you. Of course, if you have a generous father, he'll buy you a motorcycle and say, just ride it in on our estate, our 1,000-acre estate, but not outside because you don't have a license. But even that, the father might think, motorcycle's just a little dangerous, a little dangerous. Get your kiddie motorcycle, one that you get on and just go putt, putt, putt along. That's not too bad, but they're dangerous. And so, you see, father's worried. Although most fathers don't worry. If a kid wants something, they get it. Let him have it. Let him see how he does on it, you know. Give him a pair of motorized skates and see him zooming down the roadway. My, oh, my, oh, my. Wouldn't that be something? And, you know, I've seen this operating, but this single-person transport thing, where a person stands on a little pod like this here, he's got the thing in his hand, and he just moves forward and backward, and it's just one wheel. I think it's one wheel. And he's just rolling along. Maybe it's two wheels, but it's a very unusual. The postmen are supposed to be considering buying them, you know. And they're quite unusual. Now, if your son says he wants that, you buy it for him. Kill himself with it, you know. Well, then that's one less son to share the wealth with, you know. But no, you don't think of that. You don't think of that. You think of the son enjoying himself, having a good time, and how you would have loved to have had it when you were a kid. But, you know, they didn't have them yet. You had everything. You had everything that was there to be had, but they didn't have it yet. Now, this one, eat less and chew more. That we really shouldn't bother with. Just eat all you want and chew as little as you like. Because if you do that, then you will have an age, maybe 100 years. But if you eat less and chew more, your lifespan can go up to 150, 200 years. In perfect health. In perfect health. So that's something really quite important, something to think about. They, I think we told you about the mice that they were training, and they gave them less and less food until their starvation diet, but they had enough to, you know, get them through. They lived like 3-4 times as long as the other mice. And they feel that same thing quite likely is true for man too. It's fascinating. The chewing is good. We're supposed to chew 20 times for each mouthful of food. And is that for a drink too? Or is that for something that you just can't chew that much? It just dribbles down your throat before you have a chance to chew it 20 times? Well, they say 20 times. And they mean that. Now, who are the they?
Scientists.
They are the people who make these statements today and tomorrow, they make a different statement, yeah, because new things are revealed. And then it counteracts what the old things are. Very fascinating. Okay, whine less and breathe more. What does it mean to whine?
Complain.
I would think so. Whine less, complain less, and breathe more. So, how do you complain less? Well, one way is by living in the present, living in the now. You see, a complaint is about something that did happen or will happen or is happening. And whatever is in the past or in the now is past, and whatever in the future, we haven't arrived there yet, and things can change before we get there. So we really have nothing to be concerned with. So we have nothing to whine over. And breathe more. Why do they say breathe more?
Oxygen in the blood.
Yeah. What you're saying is that when you breathe more, you fill your lungs up with oxygen, and the oxygen gets a chance to cruise through your system. And what color is your blood? Are you a blue blood? Mm-hmm. Or are you red blood? What is the red blood? And what is the blue blood?
Blue. Hmm? Between veins and arteries.
Arteries, huh? And what is the artery?
Artery are the main channels.
And what are the veins?
The veins are the distributors, the little ones.
And what brings it back?
There's a heart, the beat of the heart.
Yeah, beat of the heart. But I mean, there's a tube that goes in and a tube that goes out. And
endless circulation.
Oh, it's endless circulation, that's for sure. But it is a flow. It goes out into all of the periphery and then comes back in. Now, what color is the blood at all times?
Red.
That's blue. Because we see
red,
it.
Blue.
Why do you say blue?
Because I somehow remember
it. Yes, blue blood, eh?
You've talked about
the blue blood, yeah. Okay. Well, now, what is it that makes blood red? Oxygen.
Oxygen.
What makes it blue?
The lack of it.
It would seem that that's the case. But what we want to do is to breathe more, because then you get more oxygen in your lungs, in your blood, and in your system, and your system burns carbohydrates and other things with the oxygen. And it's needed to do that job. And you think, the simple stuff that we're breathing in here does all that? Well, together with other things in the body, it works that way. But it's really quite something. It is. It's our bodies are a miracle. And they're really spectacular. So talk less and say more. You know, if you get a 1 minute talk, a 5 minute talk, a 10 minute talk, 20 minute talk, hour talk, the longer you have to talk, the less you say. And the reason that that happens is that you just recapitulate what you have already said. You just go over what you said. You just keep yakking away at what you did. If you say, please sit down. Now that is a statement, and that's a talk that's complete in itself. And then you say, why? Please sit down. Why? Because I said so. Why? Because I want you to sit down so that you're here when your father comes home or something. Why? Because we're going to the movie. Which movie is that? You know, where is that? And you see, the longer you talk, the more you don't say anything. But you say, oh, that's interesting. We're going to go to the movies and we're going to see this and that. But that's not really what you're going to do. Because Papa may come home and say, ah, I got 3 tickets for Disneyland. Ah, I've got SeaWorld. Hey, we're invited to what you call his house, and they got a swimming pool in the backyard, you know. Bring your swimming suits along. We're going to have a good time, you know. And it could be completely changed. So we're always just open to our highest good and realize that we say less and we let the world happen. The more you say, the more you define how you want spirit to work, the less it accomplishes. You say, I am, my body is the temple of the living spirit, right? Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. I live in my eternally perfect ideal spirit, mind, and body. Okay? Now, those are good things. But does that cover your foot? Does that cover the pain in your shoulder? Does that cover your eyes?
Yes.
But do you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
When you're hurting, do you want to say, my shoulder is perfect, my shoulder is perfect? You know, you see, if you can say, you don't know why your shoulder is not working right. Your shoulder may not be working right because it's not getting the oxygen. It's not getting the blood. It's not getting the mental attitude. It's not getting something, you know. And you don't know what that is. You can only guess. So you say, all is in divine order. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you say less, and more happens. I am independently wealthy. How about that?
Mm-hmm. I am God, and it's
blessed. Ach, my God. I am God.
Everything.
And then you got everything, don't you? You see, this is the wonderful thing about saying less and having everything happening to you. Love more, and all good things are yours. Why is that? Love makes the world go round. Love makes the world go round. This is what life's all about. And this is what you're all about. All good things are ours when we put the cause in motion and we say, I accept. Can you do that? I accept. When you say, I accept, you have all the things in motion. All that other stuff, it's just palaver. That's talk. Just palaver. And it doesn't mean a thing. Because when we get down to it, all good things are ours. Well, now you have a wonderful Thanksgiving day today. And I know that everything that you desire for this Thanksgiving for you is done, complete, whole, and wonderful. And that as you enjoy your Thanksgiving dinner, you will have the greatest dinner imaginable.
I accept.
I love you, I love you, I love you.
Thank you.